From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. It simply will not stop raining in parts of Texas. Tropical Storm Harvey killed a second person yesterday as flooding and tornadoes presented continuing danger for the residents of southeastern Texas. In addition to the two fatalities, Harvey injured at least 14 people. In the area between Corpus Christi and Houston, many people feared that toll was only the beginning. Texas officials say they expect to find further victims, however, as the storm moves inland. VOA's Celia Mendoza is in Houston, the fourth largest city in the United States. She says the storm named Harvey has altered the people's lives there.
The people of the city of Houston will not be able to attend most of the events that they usually do on Sunday. Authorities are asking them to stay in their homes as schools and every other public event is closed today as well as tomorrow. And that is something that they are doing to try to assess what's the damage and how they're going to respond to it.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said during a Saturday news conference that dramatic flooding is still a major concern.
We have to realize that what these people left behind was sheer tragedy. Some of them had their homes mowed down. Some of them will not have a place to return to. They need this time and this place and this food right here. It's our job to make sure that they're going to be taken care of. We will take care of our fellow Texans, but we do it as a team. This is a fabulous team that we have here where we all come together and we ensure that our fellow Texans will be provided for.
Harvey, the fiercest hurricane to hit the U.S. in more than a decade, has already dumped more than 50 centimeters of rain in some places. This is VOA News. A ceasefire has taken effect in the border area between Syria and Lebanon, halting separate but simultaneous week-long offenses against the Islamic State group by the Lebanese army on one side and Hezbollah and Syrian troops on the other. The two sides say they have driven the militants from most of the border region. The U.S.-backed Lebanese military, which denies coordinating its offensive with the Syrian army, said the ceasefire is to allow negotiations over the fate of several Lebanese soldiers captured by militants 3 years ago. Clashes in western Myanmar that began last week when insurgents launched attacks against police posts continued Sunday, with the government and advocates for the Muslim Rohingya ethnic minority trading charges of killing civilians, burning down homes, and planting landmines. An announcement posted online by the office of the country's leader, State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi, said the death toll from the violence that started Thursday night had reached 96, mostly alleged Rohingya attackers, but also 12 security personnel. The announcement was the first by the government to list civilians among the dead. Six people identified as Hindus were said to have been killed by the insurgents. Myanmar is overwhelmingly Buddhist, but about 1 million Muslim Rohingya live in the northern part of Rakhine State, where the violence is taking place. Lieutenant Colonel Manzurul Hasan Khan, the commanding officer of the Bangladesh Border Guard, decried what he called the suffering of the Rohingya people.
If you ask me what I have seen, these Rohingya people, how they are suffering, how they are running for their life, and what they are facing on the other side. I'm not saying exactly, but what I understand, it's not a crime against these Rohingya people or not a crime against this minority. Looks like it's a crime against humanity.
Clashes continued Sunday with witnesses contacted by phone in the northern Rakhine town of Mungdal saying they could hear gunshots. Thousands of supporters of an Indian quasi-religious sect leader left his headquarters in northern India Sunday as authorities relaxed a curfew a day ahead of his sentencing for rape. They responded to an appeal by authorities to go home after thousands of followers protested the guru's rape conviction with violence that left at least 36 people dead in Panchkula and Sirsa towns in Haryana state on Friday. The guru faces 7 years to life in prison. A police spokesman said the curfew imposed in Sirsa, where the headquarters is located, was relaxed for 5 hours on Sunday to help people buy food and other essential items and outsiders to return home. The spokesman said nearly 20,000 people had left the guru's headquarters since Saturday. However, the presence of another 10,000 or so there has raised fears they may turn violent again.
That's the latest world news from VOA.